This holiday season, it's easy to get overwhelmed with all the deadlines and decorations, the parties and presents, the bills and busyness. Honestly, it's easy to forget why we celebrate Christmas in the first place. The birth of Jesus took place in a society that's very similar to ours. Everyone was complaining about the government, worried about high taxes, and stressed out with their own problems. When Jesus came to earth, very few people actually noticed. This year, Blueprint for Men wants to give you the gift of a story. You can listen to it with your family around the Christmas tree or in your car on a drive home from work. It's a story to challenge you to step back from the busyness and chaos of Christmas and have the courage to invite Jesus to come and stay in your home. We hope you enjoy the story, and Merry Christmas from Blueprint for Men. It was a cold night. The moon slipped behind the heavy clouds, and Jared peered out into the dark shadows. He couldn't see anyone, and that was a nice change. Since the beginning of the week, his quiet town had been overrun by crowds of strangers. He hated the noise, the smells, and the rudeness of the visitors. What was worse, no one was happy to be there either. They complained about the government, the weather, and the food. It put everyone on edge. The market, which was usually a sleepy place, had become one loud argument filled with haggling and cursing over prices and products. Jared had done his best to help his father. They had a small corner booth with dates, figs, nuts, and wine. Some of the produce was grown in the hills surrounding the small town, but the best products were brought in by passing caravans. With so much demand, the prices had skyrocketed. But instead of making a lot of money, Jared's father had been forced to pay a higher booth rental, a sales tax. He even had to slip money into the elders' pockets to keep his place in the market. Jared was disgusted. These old men pretended to be pious and godly, but they were greedy and cruel. He bitterly spat into the darkness. These old men prayed the loudest and bragged about their generous donations to the poor, but they were never truly kind to anyone who couldn't help them out. Jared sighed. He was tired. He'd spent the whole day helping his father restock the supplies, run errands, and guard the stall. Now it was night. Now it was quiet. Now he was finally alone. He leaned back against a rough tree and took a deep breath. Everything was still and silent. But then Jared heard something. It sounded like a rock rolling and cracking down a ravine. He cocked his head and listened. Someone was coming down the path. It was too late for travelers. They normally stuck together in large numbers and traveled in daylight for protection from bandits. Jared silently got up and crept behind a boulder. Whoever was coming down the path, they weren't supposed to be there, and he had a bad feeling. The moon peeked through a break in the clouds and gave off an eerie glow. Then Jared heard voices. "There, be careful now. I think we're almost there." The voice sounded tired and anxious, but not really dangerous. "Oh, it's coming again," a female voice said, and then Jared heard a moan. Well, these weren't bandits for sure. It was probably some luckless travelers who just couldn't keep up with everyone else. Whoever they were stupid, Jared thought. Anything could happen to them out there. "Ugh, now which way?" The man's voice betrayed despair. "What's the matter?" The woman's voice sounded strained, and she was breathing funny. "Well, there's a fork in the road, and I don't see any signs." The man stepped forward, and Jared could see him from his hiding spot. There were just two of them. It was a man and a woman, and she was very pregnant. Jared inwardly groaned. Ugh, he had to help them. I mean, it was custom. He couldn't just let them pass by. The couple had to be coming to Bethlehem for the tax, just like everyone else. Jared rolled his eyes. He couldn't let them take the wrong turn, and they definitely weren't dangerous. Jared cleared his throat and stepped out from behind a boulder. The man spun around and raised his staff in defense. "We have no money." His voice was scared but determined. "Please, just let us go." Jared knew he'd scared them. "Shalom. I'm sorry, sir," he said reassuringly. "I'm Jared, son of Amos. We live in Bethlehem, and I can show you the way to town." "Can we trust him?" the woman whispered. The man stepped closer towards Jared, his staff still ready. "Step into the light," he said. Well, Jared knew he had to calm them down, so he started to sing the song his father sang to him as a young boy. He walked slowly toward the couple with his hand still raised. "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and give you peace forever." The man lowered his staff. "Mary, we are divinely guided and protected. The angels must have sent him to us. We can trust this young man." Jared almost groaned at the mention of angels. These people must have been out in the wilderness too long, he thought. And Jared was pretty sure he didn't even believe in angels. But the man reached out a hand. "I'm Joseph." After what seemed like hours later, the three slowly walked into Bethlehem. Their progress had been interrupted by tides of pain that racked the woman. They hadn't talked very much, and Jared truly felt sorry for her. "The inns are down the street. They might be all full, but that's where I'd start." Jared pointed towards a street lit with torches. "Jehovah Jireh, God will provide," Joseph said. And then he turned to Jared. "Young friend, I can't thank you enough. You were sent by God to help us." Jared shook his head. "Probably not, but you're welcome anyways." He turned to leave, and then Mary touched his shoulder. "Thank you," she said. Then she let go and leaned into Joseph. Jared could tell she was in pain again, and it made him uncomfortable. He started to walk away. "Invite them home," a voice said in his ear. Jared stopped and turned to watch as the couple started walking towards the first inn. Joseph knocked on the door. Someone opened it, paused for just a second, and then slammed it right in Joseph's face. Jared sighed and turned to walk away again. "There's still time," the voice said. "Go, invite them home." Jared didn't want to invite these strangers home. He was tired and he dreaded tomorrow, plus he'd already helped them. It was travelers like this who had turned his world upside down and ruined his life. Plus, Father would probably give them his bed, and Jared would have to sleep on the floor. Further down the street, Joseph knocked on another door. "We have no room," someone shouted, and another door slammed. Jared could see Mary leaned up against the wall of an inn. "No, it's not my responsibility. Yeah, sure, they could use the help. Sure, they seem like good people, but you don't just invite strangers into your home. I can't do this," Jared told the voice. "I don't want to," he murmured. Then he turned and started to walk home. The voice spoke one more time, and Jared could barely hear it. "Help them." "No," Jared said out loud. "It's not my problem." Anger flared up in his heart, and he stomped home. When Jared got home, he flung open the door and slammed it behind him. "Jared," his father said, startled. "What's wrong?" "Nothing." Jared stalked to his bed and threw himself down. He pulled the blanket up and felt its soft warmth. Despite himself, his thoughts turned towards Mary. Was she still out in the cold night air? He squinted his eyes and tried to block out the image. She should be here, resting underneath this blanket. Now Jared realized that he didn't hate the strangers. He hated himself. "How could I be so selfish?" he thought. "Why couldn't I offer shelter to that young couple? Ugh, my father will be so ashamed if he ever finds out." "Son," his father said gently, "are you well?" Jared felt his father's rough hand on his forehead. "I'm fine," Jared retorted. And then his father began to sing. "Lord bless you and keep you." Jared saw Joseph and Mary standing next to the path. "The Lord make his face shine upon you." He saw them walking down the street knocking on doors. "And give you peace forever." A tear slowly slipped down Jared's cheek. How could he be so cruel? He was disgusted with the elders for their greed and selfishness, but he was no different than them. Jared rolled out of bed. "I can't sleep," he said. And then he ran out the door. He heard his father calling after him, but he ignored it and ran. He ran past the well, he ran through the marketplace, he ran out the gates and by the sleepy guards, he ran deep into the dark fields until he just couldn't run anymore. When Jared finally stopped, his chest was heaving and his heart throbbed. He fell to his knees. "Please forgive me," he prayed. "I have sinned." He looked up at the sky and saw the stars. And then he remembered the promise given to his ancestor Abraham. Jared thought of that man's faith and his kindness to strangers. He thought about the story where Abraham fed strangers and one of them turned out to be God himself. And then Jared thought about his own selfishness. "I didn't help that couple tonight," he said to the darkness. "They were so kind and thankful, and I turned my back on them." Jared hung his head in shame. "Please forgive me. Please give me a heart like Father Abraham. Yahweh, please give me a second chance." Jared opened his eyes. He felt a little better, but he wished he could make it right. It was too late. "But next time I'll be different," Jared promised himself. What Jared didn't know was that something big was about to happen to some shepherds just over the hill. Something that would change their lives and his forever. What's going to happen to Jared? Will he get a second chance, or has he blown it? You'll have to wait until next week to find out. In the meantime, grab your Bible and read the story of Jesus' birth to your family from Luke 2. It's a great way to invite Jesus into your home. Also, leave us a review of this podcast. The more reviews we get, the more men we can reach and help. Remember, Jesus is the blueprint for men and the reason for the season. And he's calling you out of a life of comfort and into a life of courage. Merry Christmas.